As celebrities, political figures, and horse fans descend on Louisville this week for the most exciting 2 minutes in sports, out-of-towners looking to learn about the local political scene will find that the biggest thing going on is a potential state takeover of Kentucky's largest school district. Here's Governor Matt Bevin.
We have got to make change. I mean, we've got a less than stellar end result right now. And we have too many children, especially so many of our underprivileged kids coming from the west end of Louisville in particular, that are falling farther and farther behind.
Bevin recently appointed new members to the Kentucky Board of Education. One of the board's first actions was to force out the new education commissioner and install a new one, who quickly recommended that the state intervene in the management of Jefferson County Public Schools. A takeover would relegate the locally elected school board to an advisory role. Interim Commissioner Wayne Lewis says the JCPS superintendent would still be in charge of day-to-day management of the district, but would have to report to state officials weekly. On WHAS radio, Bevin blamed the district's problems on the local school board and teachers union.
Having decision-making removed from the people that have failed is, to me, something absolutely worthy of consideration, because the local JCPS school board has failed miserably the students in this county and in this school district for many, many years.
Bevin's education moves come on the heels of a wild legislative session that was marked by massive and nearly constant rallies from educators and other state workers. They were protesting changes to public retirement benefits. The session also featured public infighting among Republicans, especially in the State House of Representatives. Members were divided amidst a sexual harassment scandal involving former Speaker Jeff Hoover. This week, Republican State Representative Donna Mayfield announced halfway through a candidate forum in Winchester that she'd had enough.
I've lost my love for public service. I do not want to be around the proud, heartless viciousness willfully carried out by so many people.
That audio comes from a Facebook Live video of the forum posted by the Winchester Sun. Mayfield, who was first elected in 2010, abruptly ended her re-election campaign and threw her support behind her Republican primary opponent, Les Yates. He had to take the stage immediately afterwards.
This is a sad occasion to see somebody do what just happened right here.
Last year was the first in Kentucky history that Republicans had control of both legislative chambers and the governor's office, though Democrats are hoping to ride a wave of outrage from teachers and other state workers to regain some of the seats they lost in 2016. Brad Bowman is the communications director for the Kentucky Democratic Party.
I think Kentuckians are awake to the issues at hand. We have to stand up to this new Republican majority that's changing the face of Kentucky.
Meanwhile, this week, the leader of the state house called for an investigation into the deal that created the Kentucky Wired High-Speed Internet Project, a public-private partnership that's cost the state tens of millions of dollars in delays in recent years. Kentucky Wired was first approved at the end of Governor Steve Beshear's administration and is supposed to result in a 3,000-mile-long fiber-optic cable network that stretches to all of Kentucky's 120 counties. The initiative was originally scheduled to be completed in 2016. It's been delayed because the state hasn't secured agreements with companies that own all the telephone poles the fiber optic wire is supposed to hang from. This year, the state approved $110 million in loans to pay for delays associated with the project. That's it for your distilled rundown of the news out of Frankfort this week. For the Kentucky Public Radio Network, I'm Ryland Barton.